Congratulations, made it official here, signing your letter of intent with Wyoming. And what stood out with Wyoming?
You know, honestly, I have to say everything, which I think is a lot of people are, that's really broad, but the coaching staff's amazing, the players are awesome, the campus is beautiful, the community's extremely supportive, which is also one of the main reasons why I went. And, you know, it's just the style of basketball that I fit into, and I love it, so that's why.
And you had a lot of Division I offers too. You took a lot of trips there, but what were those like, and how was that process?
I really enjoyed the recruiting process. You know, towards the end it started getting long, and that's kind of when I knew that I knew where I wanted to go, and so that's when I made the decision. But, you know, visiting other campuses and meeting other coaches, and you make a lot of really great connections that I'm really grateful for, and so I'm glad that I got that opportunity, and I'll forever be grateful for the recruiting process.
And who are the other ones that you're really looking at closer?
I really enjoyed Tulsa, Wichita State. You know, there was quite a few just around here and some far away. San Francisco, Austin Peay, you know, they were kind of all over the place. And they were beautiful campuses, and I just think Wyoming's my fit, so.
I know, go through here. It's been a kind of a tough few months here for you with your ACL injury and recovery. How's that going for you?
It's coming along. You know, I've seen doctors and stuff, and everything's on track. It's just normal. It's just a long process. It's been difficult, you know, having to watch sports when you've always competed. And it's been a challenge for sure, but it's definitely taught me a lot about myself. And so I think I'll come back better than ever after the process is over.
And, you know, you speak about that. You taught yourself kind of some things. What's probably been the biggest thing as a leader that you've had to do being on the sidelines?
I've gotten to, like, help actually coach. I'm really grateful for my volleyball coach. She actually let me help her from the side. And so just, like, being able to see the game from a different perspective, you know, coaching side, and being able to help them and watch them grow was really fun. And just being more vocal, it's just kind of helped me in all leading aspects.
And going to Wyoming, Mountain West program, pretty good conference for women's basketball. What's probably the biggest or what's the most exciting part about that?
Just getting to compete with really high-level players. I've been grateful for my high school. You know, they've had really good players as well. And so just being able to take that to the next level and play for someone new and just being able to have that opportunity at the highest level.
Of course, playing here at Hugoton, you've had a really good run here, and then also the success you've had as well in the circuit with Wheat State Elite and Southwest Elite there. What are some things that you've picked up that you learned quite a bit about along the way?
Just basketball, you know. I've learned a lot about people as well, made some really great connections thanks to Dylan Evans, my director, and, you know, just basketball. You learn the inside and out of it, and new plays and people, and it's just awesome.
You know, your senior season, you're not going to be able to go out right away on Monday for practice, but looking hopefully forward down there. But what are you looking forward to the most here about your last run in high school?
Just being a part of it, honestly. I think we kind of take a lot of things for granted. Just I've never thought that when I went to high school that I wouldn't be able to start my senior year. And so it's been difficult, but I'm really excited to watch my teammates go and cheer for them and then hopefully be able to come back at the end of the season. So.
And what are you looking at majoring at Wyoming?
I'm interested in psychology, and then from that, maybe a minor in something criminal, and then I plan to go to law school afterwards. So.
What's probably one of the first things you'll do when you get up to Laramie?
Work out, for sure. Just get acclimated to the area, and I'll get there, like, in the summertime and just do workouts and lifting and stuff, and then I'll definitely have to adjust to the altitude. It's way higher up there, and so that'll be one thing for sure.